Hello.
It's Friday. We gotta get down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. All right, everyone, welcome back.
Are we live?
Yes. Jenny and Trent here on a Friday afternoon, evening.
Ish. Something. It feels like evening, but it's like 4 o'clock.
I was just trying in my head to put afternoon and evening together in one word, and I don't know if that's possible.
Aftering.
Yeah.
Aftering.
We just had a major delicious cheese board.
Yeah, we did. It was good. What was your favorite cheese on there? So we had a Vardy, like a garlic and herb something.
Mm-hmm, one that had like a bunch of flavors on it.
Manchego.
And then Manchego. I was craving a cheese board. It's been a while since we've done that. And I whipped it up.
Trent came through.
Those three cheeses were fire. I also put the apricot jam we have in the fridge.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And I chopped up some pickles.
Yeah, I will say
that. And if you don't put pickles on your cheese board, you need to start doing that because it's good.
I don't know if those pickles are just not the right pickles. They were good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Weren't cold.
No, it was. It's because the ones we normally get at Trader Joe's are Capricorns. Actually, I think it's
not Capricorns.
It's something like that. It sounds like that, or it looks like that. Cappuccinis.
They're Leos.
Wrong. But that's why, because it's a different kind of pickle. You just found one that looked similar, but
it was a gherkin.
But it was still fire.
Those were gherkins.
Very good.
Yeah, they're good. Yep, so cheese board, A+. Good start to the weekend.
Now I'm sipping on some rosé all day.
Fake zay?
What?
I don't know.
The no way rosé.
The no way Jose rosé.
Yeah. And it tastes delicious. And
the de-alcoholized.
Only thing I wish is that it was sunny outside.
Yeah, it's not. So we're inside, and there's about 15 mowers going.
Yeah, it's that
time of year. People are still working. It's Friday, 4 o'clock.
It's getting to the time of the year where it's constant mowers all the time.
Constant.
From 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Constant, yep. You're right.
Yeah. It was freaking humid today.
It's been weird all week. The sun hadn't even been out all week.
Yeah, and it's going to be not out all weekend, cloudy weekend, which is perfect for me because my plans tomorrow, thanks for asking, I'm going to go see Legally Blonde at our local community theater because one of my BFFs is playing Warner.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited to go see it.
So cool.
I'm going with my mom because Trent's lame and he doesn't want to go see it with me. So
you got that right.
I called up the next best thing. And I'm going on a hot date with my mom to Legally Blonde. So I'm excited.
That'll be fun for y'all.
Yeah, we're going to
watch
lunch.
It rain.
You'll watch it rain? I don't think it's supposed to rain.
I think it was like 50%, so maybe not.
No. Well.
We'll see. I need to do yard work if it doesn't rain.
Speaking of weather, this weather has me like really scared for the summer.
Why?
Because it's already like... I was taking Bogey on a walk, like, what was it, Tuesday maybe, one of the days this week, and it was like, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so like, probably the hottest time of the day, and I had just gotten home from work, and
you know
I was like,
pick 'em.
You know what, I'm just going to take Bogey, and it might have been because it was just towards the end of the day for me, like, I had gotten up, I got to work at 6, I had done a workout, taught a class, like it was a busy day for me, and then I decided to go on a walk, but I tried, and I couldn't do it. I had to turn around.
Yeah.
It was so hot, my body was like, nope, not doing it.
Well, it was hot and humid. It's crap.
Which, speaking of my body, this week might have been the hardest week of pregnancy for me.
Explain.
So, like, they tell you that the first trimester, you know, obviously sucks. Like,
you're
tired, you're sick, you're just, fatigue is real. And then they tell you when you get in the second trimester that all turns around and you feel great, your energy's back.
Did they lie to you?
Yes, I feel like they lied to me
because
This week, the fatigue was unlike anything I've ever felt. Like, yeah. I, for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, felt so tired. So just like my body felt drained.
Yeah.
My, like, I didn't feel like myself because I was so exhausted. Like, my eyes were burning so bad. I could barely look at my computer screen. I just felt like I had to lay down.
That's probably why, because you were looking at your computer screen too much.
Well, work, what do you want me to do? Like,
take a break.
I don't think that's it. Because I do that every day and my eyes are fine.
Yeah. Did you wear your blue light glasses?
No, it was different. Like, it was definitely a tired.
Like when you yawn, like a tear would fall out?
Yes.
Kind of? Okay, I got you.
It was that type of tired, and it was just my body felt done.
Yeah.
And so it was very weird. And then I think it was Wednesday, maybe a little bit on Tuesday, I started feeling super lightheaded. Like, not like, I've never felt this way before, but my head felt just airy.
Wednesday,
almost.
Right? You said?
It was a little bit Tuesday, but mainly Wednesday.
Yeah.
And like, sitting down was not helping. So I just didn't know what was going on because I had never felt that before.
Yeah.
And then I would get random spells of dizziness. Like, all of a sudden I'd be sitting down at my desk and the room would start spinning. And it was kind of scary.
That,
like, you were
scary
at the Braves game, which we'll talk
Let's
about.
Go.
But I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to have to make Trent come home? Because I was worried, like, if I pass out or faint, like, what's going to happen? Is Bogey going to freaking heal me?
Well, I mean, I probably couldn't heal you either, but
I mean, even laying down really didn't help. It was weird. And so, of course, I'm Googling it. And apparently, like, your blood volume doubles around this stage in pregnancy. And so your cardiovascular system and your, like, blood pressure goes through it right now because of that increase. And so it can affect, I don't know, everything. And I think I might have just had low blood pressure. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It was weird. It was pretty miserable. Like,
yeah,
I was not having
a
good day because I just wanted it to go away, but nothing was helping.
Did you, what ended up happening? Did you shower?
I showered, but I still felt the same. Then I laid down for a little bit. I had told one of my coworkers, I was like, I'm struggling right now.
Yeah.
And she was like, take 30 minutes before you have to do your cooking demo and lay down. And I was like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
I'll do that.
It's funny, you know, you take the advice of, you know, one of your co-workers when I probably said that, you know, just take
a break. Because, like, I know I need to work. Like, I'm supposed to be working, but I just was not feeling good. And so I took 30 minutes to lay down. It helped a little bit, but I still kind of felt that way the rest of the day. And I've been sleeping really good.
That's
so
good.
I've been getting, like, great sleep, it feels like.
Yeah, I've been coming in. Jenny's like,
yeah. So
in her pregnancy pillow, just
it's
chilling.
Not that I'm sleeping bad. I think it's just something with my blood and changes.
Well,
I'm
you
hoping
do.
It's normal. I haven't had any, like, pain or, you know,
well, like,
bad
you like
feelings.
Use a lot
it's
of
just
energy throughout the day, like working out and stuff.
Right.
Like classes or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So that's probably what it is. You're using all your energy up halfway through the day.
Yeah, maybe.
And towards the end of the day, you don't have any energy left.
Yeah,
I might you just want
need
to watch
to
the office.
Chill out a little bit.
Yeah, chill out.
Yeah, so that's my main pregnancy update. I am getting bigger, constant growing.
You look amazing.
Thank you,
baby.
Yeah, my tummy's out there, so that's that.
Yes.
Which I'm like, I'm ready to be at the point where other people would be like, "Oh yeah, she's definitely pregnant."
You're not there.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
like,
I know you're pregnant.
Well, like, yeah, everyone, I feel like people who know me and have seen me before pregnancy would know because I look very different than I did. But anyone just, like, randomly off the street would probably be like, she might just be a little chub in the tum-tum.
But no, I feel like it's weird because like, when you gain weight, most of the time you don't just gain it in one place. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you haven't gained weight, like, in your face or nothing.
I feel like I have.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like it.
Okay, good. That's my one like fear is me gaining weight in my face because I hate the way my face looks when it's all puffy and heavy, which I'm sure it might, but just one of those things. But yeah, I've had to lather it up with the freaking oils.
That's my favorite part of the day.
One thing about me, I think I've said this before on the podcast, I hate the way lotion feels on my body. It drives me nuts. Well, I can't stand it.
I don't see how you lay down in the bed put lotion.
I know.
On. That's weird.
Well, luckily I can't feel it when it's like on my tummy area because my tummy doesn't really touch like the sheets and stuff. If it were my legs, I'd be miserable. But
I feel like that's sticking to you and
don't
stuff.
Don't look at my legs right now because they are so bad. Like they are white because it's so ashy.
Oh, ashy.
Uh-huh. But anyway, I cannot stand the feeling of lotion. And so I knew in pregnancy, you know, you got to lather up because
you
your
ski down them things, boy.
Your skin is stretching so much and it needs to be elastic and just
rubbery.
Like, and your skin needs to be hydrated so that it can stretch out and whatever. Yeah. And so I've been really good about doing my stupid little oil lotion routine, but it sucks.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much better when you do it for me. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, the one time that I did it, or the first time that I did it, we were freaking lathering that thing up for about an hour. I put so much lotion on there, this stuff would not go away.
Well, it's because we got this Hello Baby. No. Sorry, Babyliss.
Oh, that's what it was,
Babyliss sent us a baby box, which you get like a free box.
A baby box.
And it had a bunch of stuff in it. And one of the things was a sample of lotion and oil for your belly. And so it was the stuff I already use. And so I was like, Trent, will you go ahead and put this on me? And so he used the sample. And in those samples, they put probably like 5 servings of lotion.
More
but
than...
But it's like you have to use all of it because the way it's packaged, like you can't save
it. You could have opened a bottle and squirted the rest of it in the existing stuff. True. But yeah, so I probably used like half of it. And like she said, there was like 5 servings in there. So I used like 2.5 servings.
He was rubbing for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. It was like putting sunscreen on somebody and just doesn't rub it in, you know?
Yeah, it was funny.
That's what it looked like, but...
Yeah, and then I felt like he hated putting lotion on me and I was sad.
No, I don't hate...
It was just that one time because there was so much.
Yeah, because you get like 30 minutes, it's like, oh my God, my shoulder's starting to hurt.
So, that's me. I'm just over here growing a child, so...
Hanging around.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was your week. My week was a little, it was not a normal week either. So I had a little wrench thrown in my week because my dad came. Shout out Bobby T.
Shout out.
He flew in Pops. Tuesday. We went to the Braves game Wednesday, which was really fun. It was a early game, 1:10 start. They played the Braves. Astros played the Braves.
Let's go.
And it was fun. Wore my Austin Riley jersey up close and personal with Acuna out in right field. I think he waved at me once. And yeah.
Now describe your feelings going into the game.
What do you mean?
Just describe your feeling before the game.
Excited.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have a feeling that they were going to do it, or did you have a feeling that they were going to lose? What was your gut feeling?
That we were going to win. Always.
Always.
Until we lose.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good game. Astros were winning 4-2 in the 8th inning. Braves scored 2 runs, tied it up, went to extras. We actually left a little early to try to beat the traffic. Braves ended up winning. Great. We beat the traffic. So win-win for the Braves fans there.
Let's talk about the day you had. You went to the Rustic downtown.
So we went for lunch at the Rustic, which is a big outdoor bar kind of, which we were the first ones there.
Yeah, it's ginormous.
It's huge.
That place is, and they have a giant stage for live music, which is cool.
And it was, like I said, we were probably the first ones there. It opened at 11. We got there at 11.
There was no music probably, right?
No music. Okay. Fans started piling in as we were kind of leaving. Not piling in, but
mostly,
you know, showing
Astros
up.
Or did you see any Braves people at
saw
lunch?
One or two.
Okay. And what'd you get to eat?
I got a delicious chicken and cheese sandwich, which was fire.
Was it hot?
I think it was hot chicken. I don't know. But it was on like Texas toast.
Mm.
Yeah.
It looked delicious. You sent me a picture, which I'm pretty sure last time we went to the Rustic, that's what I got.
That's what we shared, I think.
It was delicious.
It was good. It was like, yeah, oh, man, it was good. It was good. And then we went to the game. We got to the game probably, it was probably an hour early, 45 minutes early. And so our seats weren't together. So,
because you bought the ticket separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ended up sitting together the whole time, so that was good. But yeah, we ended up, like, if you don't know, if you've never been, like, it's easy for you and for me. I'm not that big, but, like, bigger people, like, it's a tight squeeze.
Yeah, the seats are small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, I could, like, feel, like, the person next to me. Yeah. My dad, you know?
Right.
And so, like, we moved down to the end, down the aisle, which was, like, 4 or 5 seats down there. So, we both, like, had a seat in between us as well. So, mm-hmm. That was good.
Oh, nice. So was it a lot of empty seats? Like, could you tell it was a Wednesday afternoon?
Well, there was a lot of empty seats, but it was also a lot of people there.
Okay.
So, I mean.
So bigger turnout than one would think for a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's the Braves. Braves are good, you know.
So to you, what is the best part about a baseball game?
I don't know. I think it's just baseball is like unlike any other sport. Because, like, there's so much downtime, like, in the game itself. Right. It's getting better with the pitch clock and stuff.
Right.
But, like, all you hear, the whole time, you hear freaking, you know, people chattering, ice cold beer, you know, in the background and all this stuff. Yeah. Like, just peanuts and just, like, all this kind of stuff just randomly. And it's just, like, it's just something about baseball, you know.
Yeah.
And then just, you can... It's hard out in the outfield. You can't really hear like the crack of the bat, but like still the crack of the bat's cool.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
So you enjoy, I guess, the atmosphere, the sounds of the baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then like, and cool too, like, you know, if you're sitting in, oh, I got to tell you something too that I forgot to mention to you the other day. But, and like, just like you're sitting in your seats and a lot of times there's fans. Sometimes there's not, I mean, obviously they're fans, but sometimes there's like, baseball fans, you know, mm-hmm. You hear them talking about, oh, we should have done this, should have done this. It's just like chatter of people talking about sports, the game, you know?
Right.
And so there's these people in front of us. It was probably 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably come to a lot of games. They might have had season tickets right there or something. But they bring a cup. And what they do, they all bring like a wad of $1 bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a cup. Every batter, everybody stuffs a $1 bill in the cup, and one person's holding the cup. So say, like, the first batter of the inning, I'm holding the cup,
mm-hmm.
and he gets out. You pass the cup, you add another dollar to the thing and until somebody gets a hit. So whoever's holding the cup, whenever somebody gets a hit, gets all the money that's in the cup.
What?
So it's pretty cool. There was a bunch of people like, hey, let me throw some money in there, too. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, and, that's interesting.
It was cool. And then, like, you know, obviously it makes it where you're paying attention the whole time and gambling.
Right.
So it's kind of cool.
Okay, I thought it was
a genius idea.
Was that the first time you've seen that?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it should have been, I think they were playing, like, just, like, hits, which is fair.
There's probably a lot of ways you could change that up.
Like, because one of the guys was like, if somebody gets on base, I think the person should get the money. Like, a walk, that's good. Somebody gets on for an error. Somebody was like, what if Acuna just got on for an error? Does that not count? And they were like, no, errors don't count.
Okay.
Like, what? I'm making up rules now, dude.
Crazy.
But it was cool. I thought that was cool.
Will you do that the next time you go to a baseball game?
I mean, I think it would be.
Y'all should have done that for your bachelor trip.
Oh, we wouldn't. We wouldn't have been able to do that. no, but.
That wouldn't mix well with the gummy.
That would. That would be fun for like a group of guys to do it. Yeah. Everybody sitting there and say, hey, let's do that.
Yeah. That would entertain me.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of baseball games is the food and the drinks.
You got to take out freaking
one thing
loan.
About baseball is I think you have to be drinking. If you're not drinking, it's boring.
Shoot. I mean, if you're drinking, then you're freaking rich.
Well, that's true. How much were those beers?
$17,
like $17
a piece.
Wow.
I had gotten a 25-ounce beer. I bought me and my dad one. And then we went back down and I finished that one. It was probably like the sixth or seventh inning. And there was the beer guy was walking down the aisle and my dad was getting some peanuts. Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, grab me. It was a small one of those twist off tops. Yeah, yeah. So I grabbed one of those. So I had two beers at the game.
And how much were the ones at the Rustic? Do you remember?
No.
Because those are like the big margarita glasses full of beer.
Probably like $8, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe
that's
seven.
That's insane.
But it's a big beer. It's a 25-ounce beer.
Yeah.
It's two beers, basically. But it's not worth $17.
If you would have gotten food at the stadium, what would be the food that you're going to and you're looking for? Or is it something where you're just like, whatever's closest to me?
Probably that. But if I'm like actually like trying to find something that I want, probably a chicken tender basket.
Chicken tender basket. Yeah.
With honey mustard or something. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
peanuts,
one.
Peanuts were good.
So you wouldn't get like a hot dog?
Maybe. But if
chicken tenders and a hot dog.
If I was craving something, then chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And fries for $20, you know?
Yeah.
At least.
I feel like, at least at the Astros game, I feel like they have barbecue sometimes.
Probably. Most of them have like a thing, like a every year they come out with like a meal. I think most teams
really
every year like a big like. Sometimes they're
like the Astros.
Yeah. Well, somebody's is like a two or 3 foot long hot dog that you can share with people and you like cut it up.
That sounds really messy and stupid.
Yeah. Well.
Unless you literally, I'm literally imagining like a long ass hot dog, people holding it and biting it wherever they're sitting. like the end people get to go from the end, but the middle people just have to bite in the middle.
Like a weirdo.
That's what I'm picturing. But yeah.
No, but it was fun.
What do they have for dessert at baseball games? Ice cream?
Dippin' dots,
yeah.
Ice cream, probably.
Oh, cones. You know what I used to get?
What?
This just brought back a major memory. I used to always get those Minute Maid frozen.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Oh, my
Lemonades.
God.
Lemonades?
The yellow and the pink
so
one.
So good when it's hot out, yeah.
Yes, I used to love those.
I used to get those, too.
Wow, look at us.
Probably, I was before you, though, so.
You were asking me, I think it was last weekend, what my go-to concession stand food was when I was little, like going to my sister's softball games and stuff. And I said pickle pops.
Yeah.
But just because those were cheap, but I liked Fun Dip.
Fun Dip's good.
Yeah. And you said you liked
Sour Straws.
Yeah.
Or Sour Skittles or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently I didn't like sour things. My mom let me know that. I wasn't aware that I didn't like sour things growing up.
Lame.
I do like those now. Like the sour straws
sour
are good.
Straws.
And sour Skittles are pretty dang good.
Yeah. Or the Airhead Extremes was even better than Sour Straws. They were like the colorful, like rainbow.
Oh, the colorful ones.
Those are good.
Yes. Those
they
are
weren't
good.
As like sour as Sour Straws and they taste better.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember those.
So, yeah, Braves game was awesome.
Do you have to eat, like, peanuts or sunflower
jacks?
Seeds? Like, wait, do they even sell those?
Probably. Or, I don't know, you'd think maybe not because it'd be a mess.
Well,
but peanuts
are
a mess.
Are a mess. Like, think about how much shit they have to clean after these games because people just throw it on the ground. Like, who decided that that should be a thing?
Peanuts. I don't know.
So I don't think they do sell sunflower seeds.
Probably not.
I feel like I've never seen
that. I feel like that's just kind of nasty. Like peanuts, like you don't put the shell in your mouth, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So that's probably why they don't sell sunflower seeds.
What was the other thing you said?
Cracker Jacks.
What are those? I don't know if I've ever... Is it popcorn?
Yeah, it's like caramel popcorn.
Okay.
And like, and there's peanuts in there, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So is it kind of like kettle corn?
Don't give me a line.
Okay.
It's good, but I never really like got it. I got peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if you
never
ever get
back because it's rude. Root, root for the
Braves.
Well, I'm glad y'all had fun. Glad your dad was able to come. It was a quick trip, but worth it. I mean, he got to see the good old Braves.
The Bravos.
And y'all, after the game, y'all got home and you had B-dubs.
Yeah, way better than Wingstop. First of all. Second of all, delicious.
I think we need to go to B-dubs this weekend.
Sure.
I got left. Well, I didn't get left out. I chose to not eat.
But it wasn't even. You could have waited. It was only like 5:30.
Well, it's not because of that. I was just really craving a salad.
Salada.
Like I really wanted salada because I wanted vegetables, and that sounded really good to me. And wings didn't sound good because there were no vegetables involved.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting a salad and got left out of the wings. But
not
I
left
did,
out.
I did have one of them. I tried it.
Yeah.
I tried your Asian Zing. And I had some fries. And the fries definitely were better than Wingstop.
The wings were better, too.
Could have been seasoned better.
You can ask them to season better.
You can get seasoned ones?
Yeah.
I want to go to Wingstop and get the voodoo fries.
I don't want to go to Wingstop ever again.
Okay, well, I'll go without you.
Okay. Good. Deal. I'll go to B-dubs. You go to Wingstop. Wingstop sucks.
But I need to get
wings,
the full experience.
The wings are better. There's more meat on the wings.
Sure.
All around. Better.
Well, I need the full B-dub experience. So.
Then we have to go during a game, not pick them up.
Are there games this weekend?
No. Baseball. There's always baseball games.
Oh, perfect. We can watch a baseball game.
We can watch the Braves win, the Phillies lose. I'm down.
They're not playing each other.
No.
Okay.
But we can still watch them lose.
Speaking of winning and losing, we watched the Masters after we finished our pod last week. And
Scotty boy!
We freaking called it.
It was easy to call.
Well, I guess we didn't call it because we didn't want to jinx it, but Scotty freaking crushed.
Yeah. Well, that was my pick. I said, I think he's going to win.
You didn't say that. I made you not say that.
All right, but that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch. It was kind of all over the place at the beginning of the day, and then
Scotty
towards the
dominated.
End, he just dominated.
Well, people just started screwing up, and Scotty stayed even keel.
I remember the jacket ceremony we watched afterwards. Remember the kid that was the younger kid?
Yeah.
What's he called?
The amateur.
The amateur.
The low amateur.
Remember how he was doing like funny eyes?
Yeah.
I watched an interview. He was on some podcast.
Yeah.
And the guys were asking him like, dude, were you good? Like, what was happening?
What did he say?
He said, before they had started, the chairman guy told him like really briefly that he was gonna ask him a couple questions. And I guess he wasn't aware that he was going to even say anything in this interview. And he just said that in passing. So the amateur guy was like, wait, what? Like wanting more information because he didn't know. And so that made him obviously really nervous.
Yeah.
And he said, because he told him that when they sat down, he wanted to look at the teleprompter to know like when he was going to ask him the questions because he didn't want to like jump in at the wrong time or whatever.
Well, I mean, the guy would be looking at him and talking to him, right?
He was just extremely nervous. Yeah, so he kept glancing at the teleprompter to see when his turn was coming up.
He looked like a freaking psycho.
And then he did mention how he totally dodged the question. Like he didn't even answer his question that he asked. And I just thought it was funny because...
No, well, I saw...
We were like, dude, is he okay?
They asked him something about... Or some, maybe it wasn't like in that situation, but I think at his like post, like, what is it called?
Interview?
Yeah, interview with the press or whatever afterwards. Yeah. They said that they saw Tiger giving them something, like a note or something.
Who?
During the round, the low amateur, because he played his last round with Tiger.
Really?
And and whenever he did the look.
Uh-huh.
Or something, it showed like popped up the Happy Gilmore, the guy in the nursing home, like doing like that. He was like, what did the note say? And he ended up saying, I think, like, hey, well, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Scotty's awesome.
Scotty's awesome.
He in Scotty. his interview, he made me cry when he got his jacket because he said something about, he was like, this can't really soak in yet because I'm just waiting to go home. Like, this is all great and everything, but I'm just ready to be home. And then the guy said, so Meredith, which is his wife, and he like immediately got this giant smile on his face.
Yeah.
And then the guy obviously asked about, you know, how does this feel to know you're about to become a dad, blah, blah, blah. And he just, I mean, the way he talked about her and the baby, it just, it melted me and I was in tears.
Well, they kind of, because he's playing this weekend as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And oh, like, it was like they played that up so bad, like so much for the Masters. And now it's like not even a story and he's playing this week.
Yeah. I wonder if they just did that because of the Masters.
Partly, probably.
That's crazy. Yeah. She might not even be like,
but
close.
It would be like a bigger deal if he would have to leave the Masters. That's probably why.
Yeah. True.
And if he,
like any other tournament's fine.
Yeah. It's not a major. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Interesting. Yeah. I wonder what her exact due date is.
I don't know.
Huh. I was going to say, oh, Happy Gilmore.
What'd you think? Be, give an honest rating, 0 to 10, and tell me why. Hold on, before you go. I want to say that your rating might not be as high as it could be if I didn't hype it up a lot.
I don't think... I was fully expecting what it was, pretty much. Because I know Adam Sandler movies. I know the type of movies that you like. And so I kind of was prepared for exactly what it was. So you didn't overhype it. I would give it like a 5.9.
Okay.
It's definitely stupid. Yeah. Like I had asked you, is it like a stupid whatever? And you said no.
No,
you said no. And it definitely was stupid humor. It was good.
There's
like,
no way I said no.
You definitely said no.
Well, not as stupid as like Billy Madison or something like that.
I haven't seen that, so I don't know.
You wouldn't like Billy Madison, I don't think.
Okay. I mean,
maybe you would.
Parts of it were funny. Some of it was just like, what? But the whole concept of the movie was like, what? But
how?
I mean,
he was trying to get grandma's house back.
I mean, it was fine. It just was a typical Adam Sandler movie. Like, I think Big Daddy way better than that.
No, me too.
But yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was an easy watch, which was good. It was quick. It was, you know, nothing too crazy. So
yeah,
it was fine.
Cool.
He was pretty good at golf.
Happy?
And the end scene when he made the last putt was like so unrealistic.
Well, duh.
Well, and the whole black guy with the hand thing, Chubbs. Like, it's just, it was stupid.
Well, so what was your favorite part?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I had one.
No.
I thought the whole grandma thing with the guy that was mean was funny.
Get you a warm glass and shut the hell up.
I don't know what was my favorite part. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But it was fine. 5.9 for me.
That's pretty low. I give it like a 7.8.
Okay, that's pretty high.
It's a good movie. It's funny. It's good humor.
You okay?
My favorite part, my favorite part, which is like a sleeper part, is whenever he breaks the bottle at the bar and he says that he's looking for the other half of this bottle, and then he says something, get my way, you'll pay. And then he says, and then we'll go lay in the hay. We'll go sleep by the bay. What do you say?
He like rhymes. So that's funny.
Yeah.
I did notice that a lot of the quotes in the movies you said.
Oh, yeah.
You say all the time. So.
Yeah.
Now I know where you get some of your stuff from.
Probably the one he hit that guy. Should have been standing there.
Should have been, That was a big one.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about the biggest news of all the news.
Go ahead. I'm going to grab a beer.
Okay. Which is none other than the Taylor Swift dropping her not one, but two albums this week. The Tortured Poets Department, TTPD for short. It was a big week for the Swifties. And so we're going to talk about it. We have listened to most of the album.
And we actually have it playing in the background.
Right, we do have it playing in the background. It's 31 songs, which is a lot to handle in one day. It just came out, so sorry. But this, we've listened to as much as we can.
Yeah. Points that stick out. Or songs that stick out.
Well, sorry, hold on. Let me just... I have to tell everyone the main reason why I could never be a Swiftie.
Why?
And don't get me wrong. Like, I really liked the album. I thought it was great. Taylor Swift is
You haven't even listened to the whole song, whole album yet. So you can't.
Yeah, I listened to way more than you.
Yeah, probably.
So, well, I'd like, can I not say that I liked it?
Yeah.
Okay, I liked it. But the reason I could never be a Swiftie is because I am the worst when it comes to lyrics of songs. I have been known to mess up lyrics all the time. Like, I'm always saying the wrong lyrics.
Yeah,
like, I think
she is.
Like, I'll say the most out of pocket shit. And did he just puke?
No, he's good.
No.
Yeah.
Our dog's just going crazy over there.
Well, I mean, everybody does, though, you know? Like, everybody...
Sure. But I'm worse than, like, most people. So, for me, it's really hard. I've always had this problem, especially with rap. But, in general, I find it really hard to understand what singers are saying in their songs. Like, I a lot of times miss lyrics because... I don't know. It's just hard for me
listen?
To. No, I'm listening as best as I can. It just sometimes it's hard for me to understand what they're saying. And that's probably just a me problem. So that's why I know Taylor Swift is such a big poet. Like, obviously, this is the Tortured Poets Department. Like, her focus is the lyrics. She's always been a great songwriter. So
she's a poet.
When
she
Swifties listen to these songs, they digest every single lyric, every word, and all of that. But when I listen to songs, especially if I don't have the lyrics in front of me, it's really hard to understand what's going on in the song. And so I'm mainly just listening to the tune and the bops and the, you know, the overall feeling of the song and sound of the song. So
that's funny you say that because you've always said that.
I listen to the lyrics
more
than you.
You always tell me you don't listen to the lyrics?
Yes. Okay. So I try my absolute best to listen to the lyrics because I know that, that's what people want when you listen to their songs. Like, they want you to listen to the meaning of the song. And so I try really hard to do that. But with Taylor Swift specifically, because she's so lyrical, it's hard for me to keep up. And so if I can't keep up, then I just stop trying because it's too hard.
Don't give up. Don't ever give
but
up.
But for you, you just don't listen to the words in general, correct?
That's false. You just think that. Step for one, I like the mainly the acoustic guitar is what what draws me to a song more so than most things. And then the lyrics.
But I feel like if I were to ask you what your favorite song is about, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. I don't even know what my favorite song is.
Well, I'm just like giving a hypothetical. Like, I just feel like you wouldn't know because I don't think you really do listen to the lyrics.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
Okay. Well, anyway, that is why I couldn't be a Swiftie because I find it really hard to do that. But overall, I like the album. I think there's some really good songs in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some songs that stood out to me. I have also have a hard time listening to Taylor Swift's albums, just like
top to bottom,
because to me, And this is like, this happens with really any album you listen to. All of the songs kind of have the same theme and they all kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
But specifically with Taylor, I don't know, the way that she writes songs is just so similar. And so they all sound the same to me, but
it's because you don't understand the lyrics.
But there are songs that do stand out to me when listening to it top to bottom, because some of them do sound way different than the rest.
Yeah.
So those are normally the songs that I tend to like more than the others, because I'm noticing it more because it sounds different. So anyway, that's what I'll say. But let's go through the track list and shout out our favorites.
I have to go through all of them. I can't even say my favorite.
I'm just going to say my favorites.
I can't even really say my favorites because I've only have listened to it one time.
Well, I know, but we're going initial thoughts.
Down Bad is my favorite.
Okay.
And I think it's because it's kind of like,
it's boppy.
Yeah.
It's almost like rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one's okay. It didn't stand out to me at first, but when you played it again, I thought it was good. I do like the Fortnite song with Post Malone. I like the end of it when he comes in more. And both Trent and I were laughing because she pulled a Lana Del Rey with Post Malone. Like, you could barely hear Post Malone. He didn't really have a solo part. He was just in the background, like, singing.
But Lana Del Rey didn't have no part.
So, so true. Okay, so Fortnite I liked. I enjoyed So Long London.
I like the second one, Poet, the album.
Oh, itself. The Tortured Poets Department. Yeah, that one's good. So Long London I liked. I really liked Florida.
Florida Georgia Line.
I liked Florida, but I didn't enjoy the feature on it.
Yeah, she's not very good.
She's not very good. What? She sounds kind
of
weird.
Not that she's not good. She doesn't fit with the tune, I don't feel like.
Yeah, the sound of the song. She kind of is off-ish. But I liked the overall song. Like, I could do without the feature, but I liked the way the song sound.
Cool.
And then I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, Pussy Popper.
Y'all.
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, I can get down to.
I torque to it.
That might be my number one favorite. She's just like freaking balling out in this song. So I appreciate that. And then, The Albatross is about Travis.
Isn't
So High School is about Travis. Thank You, Amy is about Kim Kardashian, which I would like to tell everyone that Trent earlier today, I mentioned like, oh, did you see that one of the songs is about Kim Kardashian? And he goes, oh, does she really like her?
I don't know. Well, no, you said look for it, Kim. And I was looking through, I went to the album and you were like, make sure you're on the double album or whatever. And I was looking through, I was like, I don't see it. So I went back and I was searching for Kim, the song.
No, it's called Thank You, Amy, but she capitalized the K-I-M in it. So it's very obvious that the song is about Kim Kardashian. And it was just so funny because Trent was like, oh, does she really like her? Is that why she's in one of her songs? And then like, it's a complete diss track about
it is
Kim Kardashian, which I did a deep dive today because I have never really understood the drama between the two of them.
Yeah.
So I Googled and I researched.
What's the drama about?
So back in the day, Kim and Taylor used to be really close.
Okay.
And Taylor also used to be close with Kanye. The first thing that happened was Kanye interrupted her during her speech. That's the first thing that happened. Then Kim kind of like, obviously Taylor was upset by that, but Kim kind of like stood by her man and whatever. But then Kanye had that song about Taylor that mentions Taylor in it and calls her like a bitch. And it says some stuff about Taylor that's not very good. And he claimed that he asked her and got her permission to put that in the song. And Taylor came back and said he did not. That's such a lie. then a couple of years later, so there's that feud happening because Taylor's pissed that he said that about her in a song. Like, that's illegal. Mm-hmm. He needs to ask, blah, blah, blah. Then years down the road, the call gets leaked where he allegedly asked Taylor about adding that to the song. Like, the actual call got leaked.
What?
And it, and in the call, Kanye asked permission and whatever. But everyone, Taylor said that it was heavily edited, like construed, and that it was not the real call.
Okay.
So Taylor still denied that she ever approved what he put in that song. And so that's what the whole drama is about with them. So obviously, and she, apparently it was Kim that edited the call.
Yeah.
So Taylor hates Kim.
Stupid.
Yeah. And so,
but like, just imagine if Taylor, boss bitch, Kim, boss bitch, were friends.
I know.
Like,
well, apparently Kim has to the public said that she has let it go. She has no bad blood with Taylor, but Taylor has not obviously let this go at all. She holds grudges and she is not okay with Kim. And the funny thing is that Kim Kardashian's daughter, North, jams out to Taylor Swift. She was playing a Taylor Swift song. I think it was Cruel Summer. And like dancing in a TikTok to that song. And sure enough, Taylor goes and writes this Thank You, Amy song. And in the song says something like, one day your kid's going to walk through the door singing my song, and only you and I are going to know that that song's about you.
Bitch.
And that is crazy.
That's a mic drop for sure. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I understand that like Taylor probably was really hurt by the whole Kanye, Kim, blah, blah, blah. But like at this point, like why do we still need to talk about it? Like move on a little
makes
bit.
Makes a good song.
Sure. Definitely makes a good song. But like, I just feel like she should move past it a little bit.
Nah, Taylor, you are a bad bitch.
That's just my opinion, but yeah. I mean.
But they both are. Like, it's not like hurting Kim Kardashian for her to do a diss track about her. She's doing fine. You know, it's not like it's going to hurt her reputation at all.
No, definitely not. But then there's the whole drama because Taylor still hates Kim. Remember when Brittany Mahomes did the Skims campaign and everyone freaked out because they were like, wait, Brittany's friends with Taylor and how could Brittany do that to Taylor, blah, blah, blah. Well, recently, Sabrina Carpenter, do you know who that is? Uh-uh. Pop star. She opened for Taylor's Eras Tour many nights.
Yeah.
And so obviously is pretty close with Taylor.
Right.
Did a Skims campaign.
Oh.
So it's like all of these friends of Taylor are doing these skim campaigns.
But like, here's my opinion on that, okay?
It's like, get your bag. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
Well, besides Brittany Mahomes, like, okay, whatever.
Well, Brittany Mahomes, she is okay because, well, she...
You're a Brittany Mahomes fan though?
No, listen, probably did nothing wrong because that was a Christmas launch.
Oh, okay.
And Christmas launches are always shot like beginning of summer.
Ah.
And by that point, she didn't know Taylor.
Right.
Because Taylor wasn't in the scene at that point. So she did that well before Taylor was ever in her world.
Right.
So she has an excuse basically, but Sabrina Carpenter doesn't have an excuse because she's still been doing Eras Tour like with her forever.
Yeah. She's doing Eras Tour as backup. She's probably making good money, but like, she's probably making a lot more money probably doing the Skims thing than she is doing a backup tour or whatever.
Well, I don't know. Money wise, she's probably making more money on the tour, but overall, it's still a lot of money to do a Skims campaign. Like for sure.
I'm talking about like one tour date, one Skims photo shoot. Oh. She probably makes more than the Skims photo shoot.
Maybe. But everyone's just wondering, like, did she ask permission from Taylor to do that? Or did she go behind her back or blah, blah, blah?
Hey, master.
But I don't think she needs to ask permission to Taylor. Like, that's ridiculous.
That is.
Who do you think Taylor is? Like, okay. I understand Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift, but still, Taylor Swift is a normal human being.
Yeah.
And so is Sabrina Carpenter. She can make her own decisions. She can still be friends with Taylor and go get money from Kim Kardashian. Like, I don't get it.
Get that bag.
Exactly.
Do you think she's doing that on purpose, though, Kim?
What do you mean?
Like, well, I guess the Britney one's way before, like you said, could be summer.
Oh, yeah, she might
be
doing it on purpose, like extending out an olive branch to her close people.
Like, hey, this is me stealing your people, but I want to be friends now.
Yeah, crazy. No.
I got to take a pee break.
No, we're almost done.
Oh.
We're going to wrap the episode up because really don't have much else to say about Taylor Swift's album. Anything else you have to say?
It's banging. Well, I'm ready to listen to the rest of it again. So.
Yeah, like we need to sit on
deeper dive
for a little bit. I will say I like the overall sound of Midnights better because it's more of a poppy album. This is more of a kind of like your music.
My music's great, so. Everybody check it out. My music's great. Follow me on Spotify.
A big week coming up for me specifically and us. We have an appointment coming up on Tuesday to go see. Well, we're not going to see Baby. We're going to hear Baby, which is exciting. Hopefully all goes well. Prayers up. Send us good T's and P's. And then I'm traveling to Kansas City to go visit my sister.
Stand up.
So there will be probably no podcast next week
unless
we
myself.
Decide to record on Sunday. But
yeah, maybe.
We'll see. So if we don't see y'all next week, we won't see you the next week either because we have family coming in town. So we might be a couple weeks without a podcast, but we'll be back.
Better than ever.
Better than ever when we come back. So.
Yep.
Hope you guys enjoy your week, your weekend, your days, your nights, your mornings, your afternoons. And that's it from us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.